Now, I've got a question here from Andy Steed. He was wondering, how do bacteria infecting your body know where they are in his body? Because he knows that things like cholera will go to your guts and infect your guts. How do they know how to get there?
It's all because bacteria have what's called a tropism. They're set up, or they are specialised in order to survive in certain environments. They might have, for instance, molecular grappling hooks, which are called pili, and these are the bacterial equivalent of Velcro that enables them to stick onto certain tissues, because different tissues in our bodies have different chemical environments. So if you look at, say, your bladder and the urethra, people get urine infections because specialised forms of E. coli, called uropathic E. coli, can stick onto the wall of the bladder and also onto the urethra. And your body tries to prevent them doing that by having this sort of anatomical Teflon in the form of very slippery cells. But the E. coli have very strong Velcro, which enables them to stick. Other bacteria would just be washed away. In the bloodstream, for example, there are some bacteria that can cling on to heart valves, and they can do that because they've developed an ability to recognise the surface of the heart valve, stick on, and then they secrete this thing called a biofilm, which is a protective layer that stops the immune system getting at them. So it's not so much that they know where to home, it's more that by chance they find themselves in the right place and they have the ability to stick on and make a home there. And so different bacteria just thrive in different environments because they're specialised to exist in those particular places.
And there's just so many of them washing around that some of them will inevitably get to the place where they want to be.
Yeah, if the immune system unfortunately lets them slip through the net.